There are a couple of hot budget items remaining before the state's Joint Finance Committee finishes its work on the biennial state budget, including transportation and Milwaukee's arena project. However, some people are still smarting after the committee's 12-4 vote to dramatically reduce the Department of Natural Resources Science Bureau team. DNR officials say the budget eliminated more than 18 full-time equivalent positions within its science services staff, nearly a third of the staff. Outside the agency, Todd Ames is one of the people taking the news hard. Ames is director of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition, but from 2003 until 2010, Ames served as the DNR's Water Division Administrator. Ames talked with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz and put Wisconsin's science research-focused bureau into a national context.
Every state has a team of scientists that are dedicated to addressing these emerging, important, significant scientific issues that are impacting our natural resources. But the Wisconsin DNR is on the verge of eliminating that function.
So you really would use that strong word as elimination?
Yes. The way the Wisconsin DNR is currently structured, you certainly have some scientists that are sprinkled throughout the various divisions within the department. But they all have specific duties. You know, a wastewater engineer whose job it is to process permits for wastewater facilities in the state, or they have other specific scientific duties that are specific to that particular job. The Science Bureau in the DNR is set up to look at the background on important, critical scientific issues and advise both those divisions and the department as a whole on how best to proceed with science as its guide to protect those natural resources.
What do you think it is about Wisconsin's Bureau, Science Bureau, that would get some people so upset?
Well, unfortunately, it appears that there are some influential folks in the state that don't like the idea of having truly independent scientists looking at important scientific questions that impact our natural resources. That is what is special about the way the Science Bureau was set up. It is designed to have independent civil service scientists within the agency able to look at challenging scientific questions and provide their best scientific analysis and recommendations on what to do about emerging challenges in the state.
Do you think that climate change is the number one issue that is getting people upset? We don't want our scientists going in that direction?
That's one of the things that could be causing the issue. There's certainly been suggestions that part of this is retribution for the Science Bureau looking at the question of how the mine that was proposed for up on the shores of Lake Superior would impact the environment up there. And when they did an independent, objective scientific analysis and came back and said, gee, mining along the shores of Lake Superior and the Bad River watershed might not be the best thing for Lake Superior and the Bad River watershed, folks got upset about that. But that's the beauty of having a Science Bureau, is that you can go to those folks and say, gee, we've got an issue here. We've got concerns about what might be happening, and we need your best scientific mind to look at the question and make recommendations. If you've got emerging issues with contaminants in the water supply, pharmaceutical contaminants in water supply is certainly a challenging issue. Excess nutrients running into places like Green Bay, problems with high levels of nitrates in our groundwater. All of those things, if you're trying to come up with looking at new science and ways to better assess what the problem is and how to improve on that problem. The only folks that have that ability, that flexibility, to be able to get those assignments and do that work within the DNR are the Science Bureau scientists. All the other scientists in the agency have other jobs, and they are funded, actually, to do those other jobs. They're not funded to be able to do this really important scientific research that protects not only our natural resources, but our health and our drinking water and quality of life.
So is this something that you see happening around the country or in the Midwest?
I'm certainly not aware of any attack like this in surrounding states. In fact, just the opposite, there's actually been an increased commitment in states like Michigan and, of course, in Minnesota. They've got significant additional resources that are coming into those agencies there. It's just a shame. It's just hard to watch what's going on these days. You know, we've had such a history of nonpartisan approach to natural resources, bipartisan, broad support. I still think that exists in a very big way among the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, but unfortunately, it appears that within the state house, it has been turned into a political football, and that's really unfortunate.
Todd Ames is director of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition and a former administrator for the Wisconsin DNR's Water Division. He spoke with Susan Bentz. Susan will have a full report on the cuts to the DNR's Science Services budget tomorrow on Morning Edition.